start your day at the 208 Robert Avram Yitzchok Hyman.
Right, so as we know, on the concepts, on the hard concepts in Shabbos is Mukta. Right, there's a whole bunch of sugyas spread over Shabbos about Mukta. And in the Din of Mukta, we have a concept called Migud Iskatsoi. Migud Iskatsoi, the Binash Moshes. Iskatsoi, the Kuriyam, since it becomes Mukta on an Erev Shabbos, even if in the middle of Shabbos the Mukta would go away, in different cases, it stays also for the whole Shabbos. That's a concept. Now, we know there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mukta across the board, many different Muktas. And Rabbi Shimon knocks off most of them, and he's left with one or two. The Gemara's got different cases where he's moving. Now, we, Paskin and Rabbi Shimon, we don't hold a Mukta. So, what's the whole Simon Shin Ches all about? The answer is there's one or two Muktas which we're masking to, and you have to work through them. So, the Gemara says in Kufn on Vav, Leiton and Shabbos, that a Mukta Machmas Chisor and Kis. There, even Rabbi Shimon's moida. If I've got something which is expensive, the Moshel, everyone knows the Mida knife, besides using it for the mitzvah, it's expensive. He's a Miyachel Loi Mokrim, sets it aside, puts it aside, Mukta, you can't touch it. Now, he wants to have a mukta on Bein HaShemoshes. That means when Shabbos comes in, it's been set aside. That on that we'll say now, Migud Iskatsoi Bein HaShemoshes, Iskatsoi L'Kuriyim. Now, Kipshut HaRav Shimon is also moida to that, because the Gemara says, the main machlokes of Rav Shimon is a person who lights his nail, right? In the olden days, they lit their nail with oil, plenty of oil in it, and they needed the oil for other things as well. And his nail went out, he planned for it to light for through the night, let's say 8-9 hours, and then after 3-4 hours, it went out. Someone brushed past it, whatever it is, and it went out. So he's got a half a cup of oil, and he wants to use that oil after it's gone out, right? Once it's, while it's still alight. But the Rishonim toast on the space on the page speaks out. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Shimon's also moed that you can't start taking oil out, because if you take oil out when the light is still alight, then what? You're over on Isov Mechaber, right? You make him go out earlier. Now it's gone out. After a few hours, it went out. So I've got half a cup of oil which I want to use. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mukta, when Shabbos came in, you weren't allowed to use it. Because of, that's called the Mukta Machmas Issa. What's the Issa? Issa Mechaber. So that oil is set aside. It can't be used for anything else because it's Mukta. Means it's now got a light there. There's a little candle there, a little flame, which stops you taking out any oil. So it's Mukta Machmas Issa. So Zot Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Mukta for the rest of Shabbos. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon says, no, Odom, Yoishev Umitzah. He's waiting Mosad Chabaneiru. Right, he's put plenty in for it to light. But he's quite happy. He's waiting for it to eventually go out. And hopefully maybe we'll have a bit of oil left. Therefore what? Therefore Rabbi Shimon holds, even so now it's Mukta. There's nothing you can do with it now. Right, you can't take any of the oil out now because you're going to be over some Chabaneiru. But at least when it goes out, we won't say Migud Iskatsoi on it. Whereas if you have something which is not Yeshiva Tzapa, you've got something which is set aside, is not planning to use it, not planning to touch it. So Rav Shimon can also be moida, like if once it's set aside, the Moshe, the Gemara says, the person sets it, Ashoshes Kedoyla. He's officially put one of these really big candles, this is going to light for the next 24 hours, the whole way through Shabbos. And he's got no das on it at all. So the Gemara says, Mem Dalet, Rav Shimon's also moida. He set this aside that this should light the whole Shabbos. He's got people around in his house. He wants it to light straight through for 24 hours. Right? Don't forget, in the old days, no electricity or anything. So if you lit a candle and you wanted this candle to light the whole Shabbos, a Shoshes Gedoyla, where a person's not waiting for it to go out, okay, he wants it to stay alight through the night, through the day, the whole way through Shabbos. So Rav Shimon's also moda that he set it aside. And therefore here, even if it could go out, somebody brushes past it morning and now it's gone out and he wants to use the rest of the oil, Rav Shimon's also moida, finished. You can't touch this oil for the rest of Shabbos. Now, here comes a big shaila when we've got begodim, right? So, a person's very careful in the baggage. People don't realize it. Sometimes I can see my own kids doing this. And they splash water on it. Now, a person splashing water on your baggage, I've had this also because of libel. Now, if the Mechaber says, the Ramah brings here, if it's got no lichruch on it, if it's not dirty, and he wants to put water on it. So on that, the Ramah brings the first day, there's no problem. But if the Ramah adds on, you have to be very careful only to put my mu'atin v'lo merubin. Shema yischot. Right, so I've got my beggars here. I'm going to go back to mukta in a minute. You can see where it's going to get to mukta. I've got a beggar here, and the beggar becomes wet. Now, a wet beggar is not the remark. Be careful, because when a beggar is very wet, then comes a schita. A person's walking in the rain with his beggar, and it gets very wet. Very careful when you're taking it off. You can take it off, but you have to be careful not to touch it, because if it's very wet and it's dripping, zeh shem yischot. So here, when you've got a clean beggar, there's a machloikas, I'm allowed to put water on it, because there's no kibbutz, there's no dirt on it. But the Ramah says you have to make sure you're only putting mayim mu'atim. Why? Because otherwise you've always got a gezerah shem yischot. Right? That's a halacha and shin beis. Now we've got another halacha, shin aleph, sif mem vov. That's one simon earlier. And that is talking about a person comes into Shabbos and his beggar's still wet. Now, Rav Shach said that when he was in yeshiva, he only owned one shirt, one and only one shirt. And he had to wash it. So once a week on Friday afternoon, he went upstairs to wherever it was, washed it, squeezed it, and he hung up. And for that hour or two, while it was hanging, wet, he had to somehow manage without a shirt, because there was only one shirt, and that one shirt has to be washed once a week. So a person who's running late, and he ends up washing his beggar at very last minute, doesn't have to be the old days for that, to have it many times home as well. In the last minute, oh, mommy, I found my robe from last week and he's washing. Friday afternoon, now what are you going to do? So we've got a washing machine, I'm throwing the washing machine, now it comes out, don't put it in the dryer, because most of these things get ruined in the dryer. Dryer's just for smaller things. Now you come into Shabbos, and your beggar is wet. So, begot mashrim b'mayim, also the netzach l'ish, you know how to put an extra fire to be menag of it. Right? Now, the Ramah adds on, not only not allowed to dry it, obviously not allowed to dry it to take out, put an extra fire to dry it out, but also the tautel on it, if it's very wet in the beggars. So now, if I'll be metautely, I might come to squeeze it, therefore, there's an issa tautel on it. Also the tautel on, shema yomar nishkit. And therefore, it becomes mukt. Now this is a big problem, so a person is running late, running very late, and he's ended up with his beggar going to the washing machine very close to Shabbos, and it's wet. So, but it's a mukta on it, right? If it's wet enough that it's shoru b'mayim, and it can come to the schita, the whole beggar is mukta. Now, what are you going to tell me? Okay, fine. I don't need it Friday night. Shabbos morning, we're going out to Kiddush, I'm going to wear it Shabbos morning, and then hopefully it'll be dry. The problem starts, we've got your concept. Migo diskatsoi, the ben ashmoshes. The ben ashmoshes wasn't out to be metalta because then it was wet, I could have squeezed it. There's a gzeh shemo yischoit. So migas katzol beshmoshes zokaluyin. Is that true or false? So this is a big machlokes. Mishabrua says. Mishabrua brings this. Mishabrua. This is another Mishabrua in Shin Ches in Hilchos Mukta. That's the halacha of a beggar which is wet. You have to be careful not to be metalflit when you're pouring water on Shabbos. Even if you'd be allowed to, you're only allowed to pour a bit of water, not a lot of water. And when you've got water on it, it's also letaltalo. Now, so the Mishabrua tells us in Shin Ches, that's in Hilchos Mukta. If cotton samach gimel, which is what we're discussing now, there's a hilchos mukta of a kone. Kone is a piece of wood where you hang your beggar on it. So there, the kone is mukta. So a random piece of wood, which is, if it doesn't have a shem keli on it, there's a way of doing it that it should get a shem keli, but this kone, this piece of wood, which you've put your chaluk on it to dry. So the Mechaber says, if you want to take the beggar off it, you have to make sure to pull the beggar off the piece of wood, and not pull the wood out of the beggar, because the wood itself is mukta. So you have to pull off the chaluk, shakov soy, so you talk to boy kone, pulled out a kone, a little piece of wood or something, to hold up his beggar, leyavshu to dry out. Yochel leshotim ala kone, you should take the beggar off the kone. Avo likach kone mitoicho is awesome. So there we're very worried, not worried about the beggar there, we're worried about the kone, this sort of hanger, not a hanger which is miyuchad. If it's miyuchad, then it's a keli. The Mechaber carries on. To last time, in the last minute, he took out his garden piece of wood. He's not planning to use it more than once, and he's hanged his beggar on it. So this piece of wood is mukta. So when you're taking your cloak off it, so the Mechaber, be careful to take the jacket off the hook and not pull out this piece of wood from the beggar. That's halacha inside the kone. So Mishabura reminds us that obviously it must have been this yabish alis ktsas in Bo'ed Yoyim. Because Mishabura is very worried here. Here you're worried about this little piece of, this chip of wood, which is mukta, how you're taking your beggar off it. But Mishabura, 1 minute, talking about a wet beggar. A wet beggar, we know, the Ramah told us it's mukta. So why are you taking your wet beggar off the hook. If it was wet when Shabbos came in, it should be mukta the whole Shabbos. So Mishmaros says, don't worry, the bed itself was nisyabish ktsasim bodyo. It's slightly dried. What's the get of that? How wet does it have to be? So on that we know, this is a concept we've got in many places, tufeach amnos latfeach. If the beged is wet enough that it can make something else wet, right, we have this concept in Mikvahs, the Gemara in Gittin brings it, Tezayin, all along the toast there, any place will have this, something which is wet enough that it can make something else wet, that's called tufeach amnos latfeach. Then, that's a beged which is muktzah. If it's dried in Bodeum enough that it's not wet enough, it's dampish, maybe a little slightly wet. Usually when you go in the rain, regular rain, your jacket doesn't start squeezing your jacket. There'll be nothing left of our jackets every day in Manchester. It's wet, it's dampish, it can't make something else wet. That's not mukta. Not mukta at all. So this beged, half dried before Shabbos came in. So maybe the beged here, as Mishnah Berurah is, the beged, no problem with it. The problem is only the hook, which is mukta. Because Mishnah Berurah adds on, if the beged when Shabbos comes in, I'm a last minute fellow and I've just washed my beged a few minutes before Shabbos and forget about the hook. The whole beged on Mishnah Berurah, migas katzoy ben hashmoshes, is katzoy l'kulayim. That's the concept we started with. A beged is very wet when Shabbos comes in. The person wakes up the last minute. This can happen even if you've got more than one shirt. It happens all the time. The last minute, the kid finds his thing stuffed behind his bed and his Shabbos robe and this and that. And the last minute, he needs his socks and whatever it may be. And he thinks he's going to throw into a quick wash, 14-minute wash, which things aren't coming out very dry on that wash. The max 700-800 spin. To work out, right? If it comes out and it's mummish still very wet, it's a very, very small spin of 500-600, soaking wet, you haven't gained anything, you hang it up for Shabbos. Thought Mishnah Berurah stays there for the rest of Shabbos. Why? Because when Shabbos came in, it was a mukta. Why is it mukta? It's not the Ramah, because he might come to squeeze it. So that's it. Migud skatsoy bin ashmoshes, it's skatsoy l'kuriyoma. If when Shabbos came in, this beged was something which wasn't allowed to be taken and be metaltal and move around, it's mukta for the rest of Shabbos, you're going to have to find something else. And if you stay at home, you don't have two options. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Now here comes an interesting shayla of that break. Because there is a kula, a person who's only got one beged. He only has one beged. He's got nothing else to wear. So mukta, we know mukta is drabon. There's no possum to about mukta. We all know this. Mukta is drabon. It's a chomadik of drabon. Huge sugars and chavs about it. But the rabonon, they make kulas in their dealing. A person's only got one cloth to wear. It's got nothing else. And his cloak is soaking wet. Mishum Kvoda Prius, Rabbanon says if you only have one cloak, which is wet, you can wear it. Be careful. Right? Rabbanon will tell you to wear it. Be careful. Don't mush around with it. Maybe don't even sit down. You can wear it, even if it's very wet, if you've only got one. That's called Mishum Kvoda Prius. Ah, so here comes an interesting shayla. Migdas Katsoy means I've got something which is mukta with no way out. No way out on it. It's mukta. Hospital. If there's any way out, there's a way out. There's a way that I can wear this beged. The marshal, a person who's only got one beged. This is his only beged he's got. He's got no other shirt to wear. So what now? Such a person, even if it's wet, the rabbon said, you can't make a person walk around without it. He's only got one cloak. Therefore, this one cloak, allows you to wear when it's wet. If there's a way out, there's a loophole to wear this beggar, so you can't anymore say Migdus Katsoy on that. How can I say Migdus Katsoy on that? Because there is a way of wearing it. If somebody would come to me, to my house, and he'd tell me he's only got one beggar, he's allowed to wear that beggar. I'm not allowed to. I've Baruch Hashem got covered with 5, 6, 7, 8 shirts, Baruch Hashem loaded with shirts. Right? And the turrets had to offer £18, but another 4 shirts. Baruch Hashem, I've got plenty of shirts, right? But if somebody comes to my house, he's got nothing, he's only got one shirt, and that one shirt, tall, he's got nothing to wear. He would be allowed to take this wet shirt and wear it. So once you've got a loophole, there's one person, doesn't make a difference who it is, doesn't have to be me. So there's one person who can wear it. So that's not set aside completely. It can be used in an odd case. If so, you've lost your whole Midas Katsoy. Because that mukta, for someone who doesn't need to use it, it's a mukta on it. Because he might come to squeeze it. Somebody who actually needs to use it would be allowed to take it and use it. If so, Fregan Achroinim, you shouldn't tell that Migdus Katsoy ben Shmoshes. Because Migdus Katsoy is Katsoy. There's no way out. Now it's for everyone. Now, so while it's wet, I'm not allowed to touch it. But tomorrow morning when it dries, then anyone can wear it. I've had the cold when it's wet. I can't use it because I've got a Gezer Shem Yisrael. The person who really needs to use it, if I find such a person, I don't need to find him, he could wear it. But that's all I need that person, that theoretical person, is to stop the Migdus Katsoy. once there's somebody in the world who can use it, there is a way out of this mukta. It's not completely set aside. So there's no mitzvah tzoy in it, because somebody could wear it. So even so, I've got more than one shirt of Hashem. I can't wear it when it's wet, but tomorrow morning, by tomorrow morning it's dry. So by tomorrow morning, why can't I wear it? There's no mitzvah tzoy. I can get rid of that mitzvah tzoy. So what's the Mishnah Berurah telling me that this beggar, when Shabbos comes in and it's wet, you're not allowed to be metal today? And not Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah, you're not allowed to be metal today now when it's wet. Now, while it's because it's wet, miskat soy lebin ashmoshes, it's got soy lekolim, you can't wear it all day. Nope. Once there's a loophole, there's somebody who can wear it. So that mukta is only mukta, obviously, it's only mukta, it's also betilta for someone who's got a gzei shem yischot on it. It's not a full mukta here. For me, I can't take it because I've got gzei shem yischot. If somebody else would need it and want to use it, he could use it.
Why can't you say it's mukta for him and not mukta for him? Why can't you say that? It's mukta for one person, but not...
Yes, obviously the whole mukta here is just, it's a tiltal of a gezer shem yisroit. For someone who's got that gezer, he's not allowed to take it.
Yeah, else,
if the gezer shem yisroit, so it doesn't have miskatsoi b'chol. It's a gezer shem yisroit which lasts as long as you can do sit on it. Halfway through the night we said, it's not, I'm not at fiyah. 5-6 hours later, where it's not very wet anymore, finished. And never mind, by tomorrow morning, hopefully it's completely dry. Then anyone should be able to use it. This is a kushas achreinim on this Mishnah Berurah.
Because it's his beggars, he might come to speak to Yenem.
Right, so he himself, at this point, can't use it. Gezer Hashem
Yisroit. But Yenem, who comes here, when he comes to borrow your beggar, it's dry.
No, before it's dry, we're talking about that when it's wet. Even when it's wet.
He can't wear it on Shabbos when it's wet.
Yenem can wear it when it's wet. If Yenem's only got one beggar, he hasn't got anything to wear, Kvod Abrius. So that means it's not really mukta. For me, it's also the tiltal, Gezer Hashem Yisroit. But once it's dry, why can't I wear it? The only reason the Mishnah Berurah said it is because mukta. Mukta means it's mukta for me and not for you. What?
The
Issa Gait
Mishnevet.
The Gezer Shem Yisroit.
That doesn't go away.
That will stay as long as it's wet.
It's only because. Even if Yenna's got a beggar, it will stay.
100%. The Gezer Shem Yisroit has got nothing to do with the whole Shabbos. That is for the next 4 or 5 hours.
No.
Very good. Right, so this Kumdos now, what we're saying is, Mukta means it's set aside from the whole world. It's not set aside from the whole world. So what is it? There's an Issa Tiltal of a Gezer Hashem Yisroit.
The Issa Mikta do,
no, no.
The Kumdos tells me, yeah.
No, that's what we're trying to say. The mukta, to have the ism mukta, you can't have a mukta lazer v'loy lazer. If it's mukta, it means it's hukta. Hukta means it's been set aside. Set aside from the world. You don't have something set aside from you, not from you. In the Dorum, you have such a musak. A neder from you, not from you. We're talking about mukta of Shabbos. So here, the mukta will be an issa tiltal of gezer shem yischot. The mukta shall fall away. The old din mukta, it's not mukta. It'll have an issa tiltal of gezer shem yischot. If it's a gezer shem yischot, so I'm not allowed to metal to it because of a gezer shem yischot, but that's not mukta. And over there, if there's no mukta on it, there's no mizkatoy. That is the shayla of the achronim. Nobody said the din is a gezer shem yischot. That we know. The Mishnah Berurah says now the gezer shem yischot. Memela, there's now mukta on it. If it's mukta, mizkatoy. And the achronim are asking that it's not true. There's a gezer shem yischot. That's the sugya, but that won't cause a mukta because it's not set aside. There's people who can use it. Nafkumina, what's the difference between Gzeresham Yisroit or Mukta? It's big Nafkumina. If it's a Gzeresham Yisroit, the minute it goes dry, that's it, there's no Gzer anymore. If you've turned it into a Mukta, then we have got a concept which will stay the whole Shabbos Miskatsoi. So, Frank and Achronim here, the Gzeresham Yisroit won't make stage B the Mukta, because it's not set aside. It's Gzeresham Yisroit for someone who doesn't need it, somebody who does need it, doesn't have the Gzera. But Mukta is not. It's not set aside at all. Anyone who comes who needs it, and in the oifen that he's allowed to use it. So Elamai is a Gzer Shem Yisroit and it stops there. Doesn't then move on to become a Mukta. Gzer Shem Yisroit has an Issa Tiltal, but an Issa Tiltal is not Mukta.
So this Achoyla is allowed to.
Achoyla.
Achoyla is a loophole for me, about the Nish. For me not, for Achoyla yes. So he's right. Got the same Gader. For me not, for him yes. Why? It's not Pshat's a loophole. Achoyla is allowed to do certain Melochas.
Right. So no, we're talking about mukta. Is it hukta? Mukta means hukta.
Yehida mukta, you can say, we can tell the zan for achoyla.
Yeah.
So
he's been...
He's making a loophole. Is that called a loophole?
No, achoyla is allowed to take something which is hukta and use it.
And I can't.
Yes.
The
beggars.
All right.
You have to know what the guide on the bottom.
Okay.
Okay. You have to always work out the ged of the Rabbon.
Right,
that's one kasha that I'm going to ask. Now, another shaila is something called Gomro Bideon. Now, that's a very interesting concept, which the Gemara says that something which a person can finish off. And Gomro Bideon doesn't mean that I have to be able to be a dan, actually finish off, be able to finish on Shabbos. Even if it'll happen by itself. Gomro Bideon, if I know it's for sure going to finish off, whether the. It's not roiv. Let's say the Gemara's got a case, he puts tamarim into water. And he wants the taste of the his dates to go out to the water, and that way he'll have water date. Whether it's water tasting of dates. So now he knows it doesn't take very long, it takes only a few hours, and it's going to be ready by tomorrow morning. The drink's going to have. It's going to be roi, but tomorrow I'll be allowed to drink it. So now, this tamarim lying in this water, so the Gemara says on that, Nosa Maim al tamarim. Which are not roi ben ashmoshes, but it's for sure going to be niklat. The water's going to grab the taste of the tamarim on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's not v'siach das from that. That's a gomroi. The gomroi b'dei odom means it's going to finish off on Shabbos, or through me, or even by itself. That's the person speak out. B'dei odom is now dafka. So that something like that doesn't have on it. Even so, now when it's not roi to drink it, there's nothing roi here. I can't drink it. But when the time comes. Tomorrow morning, and they're ready to drink, you're allowed to drink it. That's the concept called Gomri B'dei Odom. B'dei Shemaim is also good. And that stops a din of Migu Diskatsoi. So, friend Nachronim, so when I'm hanging up my baguette, which is going to dry, so I know for sure it's going to dry. It doesn't have to stay wet the whole Shabbos. If it's going to dry, by itself, that should have the concept called Gomri B'dei Odom. If it's a Gomri B'dei Odom. So now, for now, again, it's Exershim Yisroit, now for now, it's a tilting on it. But to say it's mukta and it's now mukta with a migdz katsoi for the whole Shabbos, that's called gomroi b'dei odom, something which is definitely going to finish off, become ro'oi in middle Shabbos, that will not have a migdz katsoi on it.
That's not like the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda would hold that would be.
Yes, but we don't pass it Rabbi Yehuda. We're of Shimon even. So, gomroi b'dei odom takes away a migdz katsoi. So, Rav Vosna speaks out here, one minute, we're talking about the Gemara also says, grogus tzimukim. Which is, you're putting it on the roof, to dry out your dates on the roof. There the Gemara of Shimon's Moida. Right? Moida of Shimon to Grogus with Smokin. Why? Because he needs the sun to beat down on them and to turn them into dates. And that's a long process. It's Osach Daate for the next few months. Right? So it's a process. You put them on the roof, on the days, on the gag. For the next few weeks, of Shimon's also Moida, it's in Gansim Sif. That's why. Because it needs a sun shining on it for a certain amount of time, a good few weeks, if not longer. So he's osach daite. So for Rav Vosna, when a person's hanging out in his cloak, he also needs a bit of sunshine, sunshine to dry it. So if he feels there's not going to be enough of it, then he's osach daite. Now Rav Vosna says generally things which are washed, ever wet, they come out. How long does it take? It doesn't take very long. The grogus is mukim on the days. You put them on the roof and you left them there for a good few weeks until they're properly dried out, and therefore it's osach daite. But here, even let's say you're not in a sunny place, all you need it is for it to turn. It doesn't have to even dry out completely, as long as once it's in the stage of what we call damp, and it's not too fair. And we're not that fair. It's really not mukta anyway. And therefore, so this beggars or avosna shouldn't be any problem with it because it's a gomroi b'dei odom. You know for sure it's going to dry on Shabbos, so the next morning should be no problem. Somebody went to the chazanish, and he asked him. He told him he's got a begodim hanging. It's been washed Thursday night, Friday, and he wants to take them in. He wasn't talking about dafka wearing them. Take them inside. Chaznish said to him, as long as you're not doing a tirucha shleim tzorich, you're taking them in for kovet shabbos, not hanging out, going to get spoilt. As long as it's something which is needed, it's not a stam shleim tzorich, no problem taking them inside. So something that's Chaim Kineski, the Mishabura says, if it's wet when Shabbos comes in, we had talk about a beggar which was wet. Mishabura says, if it's wet, then we can cut tzorich for the whole Shabbos, it's muktzah. So Rav Chaim Kineski, obviously the Chaznish argues Mishabura, and this is the argument because of two reasons. Number one, we had a time that could be the Nomidz Katzoi in it. It's a Gezeirah of Shemo Yisroit, it's not the Mukta because it's not Hukta from the whole world. Because there's the Rabbon on such a thing, the Rabbon never put the whole Gezeirah of Shemo Yisroit, there's not a Het on it. It's not like a Mukta where you got a Het of a Chole. It's not a Het, it's the Rabbon said something which is wet, somebody who needs it is allowed to wear it, somebody who doesn't need it shouldn't wear it because of Gezeirah Shemo Yisroit. So it's not something a person's Makta. If I'm not Makta it, so then there's no Mukta Katzoi in it. And number two is, we said the Kubi's got the concept called Gomru b'dei odom, because for sure become ready when Shabbos comes in. So therefore the beggar, which is hanging here, should be allowed to use. So this is a big machlokes, known in the world as the Mishnah Brura, against the Vosnes, very stark, the Matarit, Chazmishvot Matarit, and the Shem Zalm spoke about this, also different tainas. The baggage, the Shabbos came in and it was wet, am I allowed to use it tomorrow morning? Bokshem, it's dried, I want to go out with it, am I allowed to use it or not? If when Shabbos came in it was very wet, where it was wet enough, where the Ramah says it's got Issa Tilton on it, of a Gezerah, Shem and Yisroit, Mishnah Brura holds that makes it a mukta, and therefore it's mukta the rest of Shabbos, you'll have to find yourself something else to wear. Well, before Nat Gemara, when you've got Oshish. It's
not quite like that.
Oshish Kedoya,
that's what it helps. The man who doesn't hold a mukta doesn't hold a Migudis Katsoy.
Right.
In this case,
but there's Rias in the Gemara that Rav Shimon also made it a Migudis Katsoy if it's a Shoshish Kedoya, where he's not Yoshim and Tzapa, he's also Chdaiti from it, even if
that's
go out.
That's with what you call it on the roof. But
no, the Shoshish, when a person lights a big candle where he's not planning to go out.
Not,
and he went out, so he rushed out, and he went out.
Here, you know it's going to dry up.
So that's the Gomer B'Deon. That's the time of the Gomer
B'Deon. He can come to Gomer B'Deon. He doesn't hold a Migudis Katsoy.
If he's not Osach Daiti. Right, so if I'm not Osach Daiti from it, then it's not Mukta at all. So you have to, is it Mukta or not? So here I know there must be some Issa Tiltu because Gzeisham Yisroit. So I've got now an Issa Tiltu Gzeisham Yisroit. Does that now cause a Mukta for Migudis Katsoy? Or I'll say Gomer B'Deon, that knocks off the whole Migudis Katsoy. Right.
Well, the Chazanish lived in Bnei Brak, so he was that much. And Chabad Chaim lived in Europe. Winter was freezing cold.
Right. So that's where Vosen. That's where Vosen speaks about. Somebody said, wrote to him. Yeah, it depends where you are, in a very hot country or not. So he said, for Grodus Simukim, they need proper heat to dry out. Vosen said, wherever you are, in most places, unless you left it outside and it's pouring the rain, you live in your house, hang up in your bathroom. How long does it take to get to take away the tefiach and not tefiach to turn it from wet to damp? Anywhere. A few hours. It's a tverch, I'm not a tverch. Doesn't matter, it's still a bit wet and damp. That's okay. Has to be, it's wet, I have tverch, I'm not a tverch. And you also have to remember, by us, when we put something in the washing machine, you're putting on a 1200 spin, 1400 spin, definitely 1600 spin. When it comes out, it's not tverch, I'm not a tverch anyway.
Europe
didn't have washing machines. I'm just saying, today, for us, we have to know, usually it doesn't come out tverch, not a tverch, unless you're hand washing it. Or you use a setting on the washing, the hand washing. Right? Let's finish off. In our parasha, Taka, it says that the
I left your dryer on for Shabbos.
Okay. You're allowed to leave the dryer on for Shabbos?
Left on and you end up drying it on Shabbos. Could I use it then?
You have to know if you're allowed to leave the dryer on. If you're allowed to, it's gone with the oven. I've got a way of drying it.
Anyhow, when you open the door, you're making switches work.
Yeah, it's a big problem, that. You've got the red light, usually. Mr. Adam will tell you. You get away with the red light, the red light's broken. The red light's broken and it's went off. It's on a timer.
That's Gabriel Bineldo or not? That's Gabriel Bineldo.
Yeah, it's got a way of it drying. It's a common deal. It doesn't have to be you by hand. Right, so it says by this week's Seder, it's Avu Taiva, they had a Taiva, and said, Mir Chalim Abosso. We remember sitting, Shavteinu Asir Abosso. Bachleinu, and everyone asks, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, sitting on the Seir Boso, Leil Mitzrayim, I told my children, you know what, we can do that, sir, because this is what Klal Yisrael ate, that had nothing to eat. You wish they sat by a cholent pot for chicken and kugel, nothing, klum. This is what they gave them, matzah is very, very cheap, very filling, it stuffs you, this is what they stuffed Klal Yisrael. Day after day, this is also their dinner and their supper every day. They stuffed them with matzah. Right? And here Klal Yisrael complaining, we remember sitting on Seir Boso, who wants this Seir Boso? So that's not very dick of shot like this. Klal Yisrael wanted Ruchim Nesim. The Tana was, like in Mitzrayim, Shiftenu Asir Abosa, they didn't eat from it. The Mitzrayim went out, and they went to catch themselves some good deers, and they cooked up, and the smell was gewaldi. And the Mitzrayim said, come and join us. But when you're joining us, you have to join us in our way. Leave out that name of yours, change your clothing. Ah, Klal Yisrael says, no. The Shonam, Abusham, we're not changing. We're not joining you. He said, okay, you'll stay hungry. You'll smell it, and you'll stay hungry. You can go, come, you can join us. Join our party. We've got a Sarah Bossel here. You can join our party. But it comes with a tonight. There's a dress code. You've got the dress like us. We'll give you a name. Kaisar said, no. If so, leave us out of it. So, Chreinu Shoftein and Sarah Bossel. We sat by the Sarah Bossel, and we had to fight. I mean, they definitely did it. They sat next to us. Good smell. And they told Kaisar, you know, you can also eat from this. And we had to fight. That was our whole life in Mitzrayim, every day fighting. Every day they came, every day somebody else came with his Seir Boso. And he offered us. But tonight, no, we're not taking it. We're staying separate. But remember, Yaakov told us one day, Pok Pekadti, we know we're going out one day. Mitzrayim is not forever, one day we're going out. This is what my father told me. My father told me 210 years of Mitzrayim. Each father told his son, never give in to the Mitzrayim, never change your name, never change your clothing, we're going out Mitzrayim, it's not forever this. So on Klal Yisrael, we had a fight then. There was Nisyonos and we had to fight to keep ourselves going. In the Midbar, it's all over. In the Midbar, Mechaya, the Anonim, it's surrounding them, the Anonim. The Mon, the Be'er, can't imagine the Be'erish of Miriam, when they drank from it, the Chochmah gave them, and the Mon was Lechem in Hashemayim. Now we're living a lofty life. But we haven't got that fact. A person, Odom and Omol Yulod, without that fact, we're not anymore sitting by that Serbos, not eating, Cholm. The sitting by the Serbos, where we had something to fight, that's work, that's every day, that's to tell our children we're not going to eat. You know why we're not eating from it? Because we're staying separate. Why are we staying separate from them? Because Yaakov told them we're going out and we're trying. There's something we could build on, we could work on. That's where a person gets separate from. As the Kotzka said, Al Tomer L'Kshefne Eshne, Shema Lo Sipone. A person shouldn't say, yeah, when I get there one day, I'll get there, I'll manage. Shemon leisipone. So Kshutim means you might never get there. Your whole life you're pushing off. So Kotzka said, no, Shemo, maybe, leisipone. Because Baruch Hu wants the leisipone. The time where it's hard, and you can't move around, and a person pushes himself, that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. But a person sits, and it's mechai, it goes well, it's very nice. But the schai, you can't compare the schai of someone who's in Hashem or Leisipone, somebody who's sitting on syrup also, and he's not allowed to eat from it. You can see Yenim's trying to push him down. That is where a person goes. That's how a person shines. Klal Yisrael had the Ruchmas to Katani here. Here, everything's just, you know, it's all on the plate. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabbalah Torah is giving us, sitting in the midbar, Machias, it's Gvaldi. But we remember the fighting, that's when a person shines. Forget, if a person's hard for him, and he gives away some time in the morning to come to Ashia, and he goes to work, and he's tired. One person came to complain to us, I can't remember what it was, on the Gedolim, and he said to him, he works hard the whole day, he's a taxi driver, much from morning till evening. Finally comes the end of the day to Ashia, 8 o'clock, he's worked for 12 hours, early in the morning till 12 hours, you can imagine how many minutes of that Ashia does he hear till he falls asleep. It's not very long. What should he do? So the God told him, that's what Kosh Baruch wants from you, if that's where he's put you, that's your panosis now, to work these 12 hours, and come to the Shia. And if you fall asleep, the 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can cap, that's what you have to do. If I can't, maybe that 10 minutes of you half falling asleep and then finally falling asleep, more chosh than 10 hours. We don't know what's more chosh, what's not. Every person has to do what you can. If I can't, the more they're fighting, the more a person has to elevate himself and bring himself up. That's where the big schar lies.
Where does it say? Yeah. What?